The regional contributions of Polish immigrants and succeeding generations go back many, many decades. That history and the history of the Polish Solidarity Movement will be celebrated next Monday with an all-Tchaikovsky concert performed by the Polish-Baltic Philharmonic Orchestra at the Cathedral Basilica as part of the Cathedral Concert Series. Joining me in studio to talk about the concert and the St. Louis Polish community are the Honorable Robert Ogrodnik, Honorary Polish Consul here. Jarek Czerkanowicz is the member of the Polish Heritage Group, St. Louis Polonia, and Scott Kennebec is Executive Director for St. Louis Cathedral Concerts. Gentlemen, thank you all so much for being with us. The phone situation has just been taken care of, I see, so we will continue. You know, I would like to get some sense of what the Polish community is in our community here, its size and the contributions it makes and has made over the years. Who would like to take that up? Are there, I guess any one of you could do that.
Well, let me try it, sure, Don. Right. And I characterize this area, the St. Louis, the greater St. Louis area, as being approximately 50 to 60,000 people of Polish descent. That could be all the way through the third or fourth generation. And all of the components, parts that would make up an ethnic group. However, the Polish-born residents that are in this area, I estimate to be around 5,000. So you've got these two groups that are representative of the Polish community, as we call Polonia here in the greater St. Louis area.
Right. What about historically, going back to the time when immigrants and immigration was such a force here?
I'd like my friend Jarek to comment on that. I think he's got some notes on that.
Polish immigration actually started in 1830s with a group of Polish Jews that came to Poland, and this was one of the Polish congregations, but that was established in I think downtown St. Louis at the 2nd and Spruce, and they had their first service there. Polish Catholics came much later, about 1860s, 1870s, and their first settlement was in North St. Louis. We had another wave of immigration after Poland regained independence, and then World War II, 1968, and post-Solidarity. So there were several waves that brought people from Poland to St. Louis, and we see traces of them in every area of St. Louis.
I think when many people think of the Polish community today, they think of St. Stanislaus, the famous church, which has at times been controversial. What is the status of that church now and the role it plays in the community?
Well, they continue as a church. They are not part of the Archdiocese, and they have their own congregation, and I would say that it's partially Polish, but it's also embraced, I think, a number of other people that are looking for the venue of a Catholic church that's more welcoming. I don't want to get into the detail on that, but I would say that St. Stanislaus does not play the kind of a prominent role that it did prior to the problems that it had with the Archdiocese. Unfortunately.
And part of the reason for that is the community, all communities tend to spread out. It's not
to
like,
begin with. That we were talking about that at one time there were as many as four parishes, Polish parishes in the area. And today there's a couple. St. Agatha's is the other where you have the Polish Roman Catholic congregation, St. Agatha's, which is by the brewery on Utah. Mm-hmm. And so there you'll find the Polish-born people that are still with that particular church. But I'd say the diversification has affected the community. People don't live together as they did back 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of dispersed throughout the St. Louis area, and therefore you don't have the same neighborhood. However, we do have a neighborhood concept, which is the website, and Jarek is responsible for that.
Yeah, this is we call it virtual neighborhoods.
Where virtual
basically
neighborhoods.
In this day and age, the traditional neighborhoods are ethnic neighborhoods are no longer exist. So we offered
except maybe for the Bosnian community.
That's right, of course, and maybe Italian as
right,
well.
Exactly.
But given the relatively small size of our community, we opted for creation of this virtual neighborhood, and it works very well for us because we were able to reconnect many people through this.
We'll put a link to that website on our website because I think people would be interested in having a look at it.
Excellent.
Scott, let me turn to you.
Yes.
We have to connect the dots now between what we're learning about our Polish neighbors and about the Philharmonic Orchestra coming to town.
That's right, yeah.
Do that for me.
Well, the Polish Baltic Philharmonic Orchestra is the oldest music institution in northern Poland. They're based in Gdansk. They have a beautiful symphony hall that they perform in usually in Gdansk. But this is their inaugural U.S. tour, their largest tour that they've ever done. They're in over 48 different cities and performing venues on this tour. And we are very happy and excited to have them coming to the cathedral to perform for us.
Was the invitation issued because of the Polish community here per se, or because it's just another stop on the tour?
The artist management came to us looking for a performing venue here in St. Louis, and we were lucky enough to get them. And I actually reached out to Jarek at St. Louis Polonia to help us get the word out to the Polish community, and to Robert in his position to help us, you know, connect those dots. Bring the Polish community to the cathedral to experience this orchestra from Poland coming right here to perform in St. Louis.
And Robert, what does this mean to the community?
Well, I think it's a source of pride, and there are many people that live in this community that are formerly deeply involved with Solidarność, so Solidarity. So this has a very strong connection. So we're looking forward to a good turnout. And I might just mention that this is one of several performances that we're bringing to, and St. Louis Polonia is responsible for that. We are bringing in people to the Sheldon as well as to the cathedral. And also, I guess, with the Guitar Society, we have Polish artists coming in. So there's a lot seem to be happening now with the performances that are being attracted to St. Louis. And hopefully we're going to get the support of St. Louis Polonia.
I have a note here that you have a noted guitarist coming in April. Is that correct,
Scott? That's correct.
That's correct. On April 2nd, there will be a concert at St. Louis Guitar Society, actually at the Ethica Society of St. Louis. We put together an event with St. Louis Classical Guitar Society. It's a renowned guitarist, Łukasz Kuropaczewski, and we're hoping for a great turnout.
With all of this going on right now, is the Polish community in St. Louis suddenly becoming more active, or is this a different time, a different...
St. Louis Polonia Inc., the organization was established a few years ago, and I think it managed to attract more artists to our area than in the past. I think there was a need for that type of engagement, and our mission is to provide Polish culture to not only Polish audience but to American audience. I think that our organization helps quite a bit with this.
And for Cathedral Concerts to bring this group here, it really, you know, Cathedral Concerts is one of the only arts organizations in St. Louis that is bringing in these full touring orchestras. This is an over 70-member orchestra that we have to build a full stage in the cathedral to make room for them all to play. But it gives... It really gives, you know, they have their experiences in their own community in Poland that they bring to these performances. And that gets shared with us when we experience them as they play this music. Hearing this group play the Tchaikovsky music that they'll play will be different than hearing our own fabulous St. Louis Symphony play it because of the different experiences. And they come and they bring that and they share that with all of us.
Setting that up in the cathedral must be quite a project.
It is. It is. It'll take.
Could interfere with the work at hand.
Well, as a matter of fact, we do have scheduling issues that we have to work around all the time. But Sunday night after the last mass, we bring a crew in and they set up this huge stage, and the priests of the cathedral are gracious enough to allow us to have that stage up while they perform the masses on Monday morning, and then Monday afternoon the orchestra will come in. We'll set up the stage. They'll rehearse for a few hours, and then we'll have what's going to be a fabulous performance Monday night.
Robert, have you ever heard a concert such as this at the Cathedral Basilica?
Yes, we were just comparing notes on the last time we had a Polish orchestra.
Right.
That was from Opole in Poland. That was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure whether they were the same size, but it was a remarkable performance, as I recall. And I was fortunate to meet the director. They're here for so short a period of time, but we had a nice chat after the concert. Yeah. So, yes. Get back to your question about this, things happening in Polonia that are, getting exciting. I would say that what's happening is we are bringing a number of events to showcase things about Poland and Polish people that people haven't seen or heard of before, more than Polonia itself. Polonia is still there. They're supporting this. They're very proud of their heritage and so forth. But these are all things that are directed really at people that aren't Polish that should know more about Poland and Polish people. Just as an example, we recently had some events at St. Louis University on Jan Karski. This is the individual who was responsible during the war, a really eyewitness account of what happened in the concentration camps. Mm. We had programs at the Holocaust Museum. And by the way, there's a large Polish-Jewish population that we are working with, and that's a new source of energy with programs that we bring into St. Louis area. So that's what's happening, I think, on that scene, is there are a lot of programs coming in that are Polish. And so we are proud of that. And this is sort of the mission culturally is, to preach not to the choir, to the Polish people. Sure. They should know their history, but to other people who don't know much about Poland.
So am I right then that this is kind of a new surge in this effort?
Somewhat of a new surge. I mean, I've been the council for 15 years. I'd like to think that I've done something in that time. we've had some more business-related activity about Poland from 89 on. But the performances are probably an uptick to what was going on prior to that time.
And this concert is to honor Solidarity.
It is a part of the 30th anniversary of Solidarity. And actually, Lech Walesa is actually on the Polish Baltic Philharmonic's board. So there is a direct connection to that movement.
Well, we're not going to get political on this discussion, but Lech Walesa is in the news these days because there's been an attempt to claim anyway that he collaborated with the communists prior to 1989.
Well, I dismiss that as being sort of politically motivated. This is something that was researched and evaluated and contested very early on. Fact of the matter is Lech Walesa is a hero to Poland and what he's done. And we go on with that trend. So he's done a lot for Poland, and he continues to do a lot. And I would say nothing will happen with this. So
well, this has come up before, and it's been discounted. But I wonder why it's coming up now. I mean,
there was an individual that just passed away who was personally involved in the. Let's say the interaction of the very early days of Solidarity when they were emerging. And I think it was as a result of going through his personal belongings that they found some evidence that renewed the subject. I think that's where it came from. That's why it came up.
It's gotten a lot of attention, but we don't have to give it here because this is not a political discussion. But I had to mention it because it has been in the news in the last couple of days. What about the Polish culture in St. Louis in terms of I've just been reminded of Polish restaurants, Polish language events, that sort of thing. What is going on, Jarek? Maybe you'd like to answer that with regard to these sorts of things.
Well, there are a number of events we are planning ahead. However, there's very few establishments that are, I would say, very ethnically Polish. There's one store that where you can get Polish goods. As far as the language, I don't think we have any of the institutions at this point offer Polish language classes, although there was for a number of years. They were at Merrimack.
Yeah, Merrimack had, Clayton High School had also Polish. Again, it depended on, the people that were coming through that were willing to act as teachers in that regard. Typically, you can find Polish language service if you're looking for it. I can't tell you right now where it might be. But back to the store, I would say that there's other than, Piotrkowski's, the famous St. Louis-grown kielbasa store, and there's also Slavonic Market, which I think you're referring to, where we have a good cross-section of items that are from Poland. And but also Global Foods, by the way, is a Polish aisle with a Polish flag flying, so you can get a lot of Polish goods there too. But we don't have any ethnic restaurant per se. However, if you do some research, you'll find that there's a restaurant on Washington Street that has Polish pickle soup.
That's right.
and another one that apparently has pierogi, but it's really scattered in that fashion. There isn't any one restaurant you can go to, like in Chicago, for example.
Right. There is also a Polish school that
yes.
Offers education for
language.
Oh, really? A Polish school.
This is a school that's at St. Agatha's is actually, you don't have to belong to St. Agatha's to go to that school, but it's for young children through this preschool to the fourth grade. It's a Saturday school. And in a typical Saturday school fashion, because this is a movement throughout the country where young people go to school on Saturday to get brush up on their language, brush up on their history and the culture and so forth and so on, where the parents are working, they don't have time to spend. They elect to take them to the school because there they'll have some professional counseling from teachers.
You want to keep it alive. You want to keep the
Absolutely.
Language and the culture alive, obviously.
I'm a firm believer that culture without the language is a void. So we need to make sure that we have the language.
I'd like to turn back now to the event that really is one of the reasons that we're here anyway, and that's the concert that's coming up that is going to be held on Monday the 29th at 8 p.m. at the Cathedral Basilica. Scott, in terms of giving the musicians an opportunity to get used to the hall, is that going to happen? Will there be time? Because acoustics are an issue in a situation like this.
Well, it is. It's going to be vastly different from any of the concert halls, I would say, that they're performing in during this tour. But it's not unlike, I think, the European halls. European halls tend to be more live than U.S. halls. U.S. halls, we want everything to be dead and no sound reverberation anywhere. But I think they have a long rehearsal in the cathedral. They have two or three hours performing, going through the pieces in the cathedral. I think they'll be able to adjust just fine. The acoustics.
We had a program the other day with David Robertson, music director at the Symphony, and he was talking about how the musicians can adjust to various venues because they're all different. And somehow the good ones, and obviously this group is a bunch of good musicians,
right.
Will be able to make that kind of adjustment.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but in the training that the musicians receive as they're coming up, I'm sure that they'll be able to handle our space just fine. It's going to be a wonderful concert. All Tchaikovsky music, that Eastern European sound played by Eastern Europeans is going to be fabulous. It really is.
Looking forward to it, Robert?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You all right?
Yes.
Any problems with Tchaikovsky?
No.
All right. Well, let's leave it at that. Once again, this is going to be happening Monday night at 8 o'clock at the Cathedral Basilica. I want to thank you all so much for being with us. Robert Ogrodnik, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Jarek Chernikevich, do I have that correctly?
That's right.
Thank you so much for being with us. And Scott Kennebeck, thank you as well. Hope you have a great concert. And thanks for stopping in with us on a crummy day.
Thank you, Don.
It's good
thank
to
you.
See you. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. It's a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. And while we're talking to our Polish friends, we have to remember Stan Musial as we talk about baseball tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. I'm Don Marsh.